Wednesday, the 11th of November, Kof Dalet Mal Cheshvan, Rab Chaim Halpern, Nisuyim, Shadchonim, Mechutonim. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Ilu Nishmos, Rab Yosef Ben Rab Avraham, Zichron El Vrocho, the Ishto, Hinderbas, Rab Yisachadov.
Just the words, although the words is not enough. She is Ilu Nishmos, a good friend, a member of the Shia, Aid Ud Mitzel Ma'esh, Biaslamas, Zuchelin Rucha. He was a dugma, an example of a Yid who went through his life many hard times, and he was always besimcha, always with a smile, always a Yid who was living in the past and looking forward in the future. And his son, his mamshech is there, his einiklech. So let the Shia be the English Musa be Hey Zichre Boruch. I want to discuss today a topic which is relevant, and one can give a series of at least 10 shiurim on the subject, at least. So to put it in one shiur is not so easy. It's a very important issue to negea to everyone, to fathers, mothers, Zaydas, Bubas, and I call it Elter Zaydas, because I see there's some Elter Zaydas here as well. But for Ike, the Indian of Shiduchim, Chasanus. I will divide it in four sections. Before you make a Shidduch for your children, I'm not talking to Bochim now, we're talking to parents. Before you make a Shidduch, how to make a Shidduch, actual Shidduch itself, between the Shidduch and the Chasana, and a few points about the Chasana. I'll just highlight some points which are Negea the Masa, which maybe people aren't aware of, but is very relevant. There's a Pusik in Yirmi Yuchufes. Ikhi lebneichem nushim, vespeneseichem tani la'anushim. You should take wives for your sons, and your daughters you should give to men. This is a pasuk in Novi Yemiya. The Gemara in Tzibah Staf Nambeis, and also in Kedushin Daf Lamed. Bishloime, the Gemara says, Benoi, biyodei, da'ako shel ish lach za'ach ish, ele bitoi biyodei. So up to him, so somebody wants to take his daughter or not. So the Gemara says, in a very important point, the Gemara says, the Novi Yemiya is telling us that there's a chiyuv, the Nelbashay, you should dress and look after your daughter and give her some nadin, so the people should want to marry her. Prepare your daughter, son as well, son is obvious, and daughter as well, the chiyuv of a parent to prepare their children for marriage. It's interesting, there's halacha in Eben Ezer, that part of your ksubah, every yid here is married, is written a ksubah, and the ksubah is written, v'ano eizoin v'afar nois hisechi. I'll give you parnosa. The word parnosa, shtet in Shulchan Aruch, is koilel, includes that I'll give my children parnosa and I'll marry them off. In every chosn who's mekabel kinyan on a ksubah, he's mischaiv himself to his wife, to the kala, that he will make sure that the children will get married, he will look after them, and make sure that they have parnosa, not just to give parnosa to his wife, but to give parnosa to his children to be able to marry them off. It's part of the chiyuvim of a ksiva. There's some poskim hold, some rishonim, that is part of the mitzvah peri berivya. Part of the mitzvah peri berivya is to marry off the children, the kovadik, so that they should be able to be mamshech. It should be a hemshech adoris. The yemishu mepicho, pizaracho, pizarazaracho. So this is a chiyuv. One of the sensitive points of shidduchim, is the horrible word which is called money, especially when it comes to mechitonim. Many people don't want to discuss money, or they find it difficult to discuss money, embarrassing. It's a very embarrassing topic. But Chazal look at it totally different. Many of you remember the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kama atanoisin lebincho, kama atanoisin lebitcho, hen dvurim aniknem ba'amira. This is part of Chazal HaKadosh tell us that the parents have a chiyuv to marry off the children and provide them with a nadin. This is part of the Seder of Shadichim, of the Torah's Mechayev, a person. You discuss openly, frankly, what are the financial commitments of every tzad. You can go through a shatchan, if the shatchan is honest. I will give the exact figures, which is not always the case. But there's nothing wrong in sitting down. Nothing wrong, it's actually right to sit down and make it clear. And not just to make it clear, is nothing wrong, and this was the derech of Gedolei Yisrael, they made Shidduchim to write down. It's not a matter that you don't trust the person. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a malva lends money to a loiva has to have a shtar. The reason is there might be some misunderstandings. And I can tell you from some experience, quite a lot of experience unfortunately, how mechitunim, and this go on and on after, before chasen, after chasen, will argue, he said this, I said this, and unfortunately it can get out of hand. And sometimes it goes over to the children, that's terrible. So one should, it's a perfectly correct thing to write down. I saw this by Rabbonim, Gedolei Yisrael, not a matter of mistrust, just to remember, write down, kach v'kach. But it's important to be specific. Kamo ata noisen lebincho, kamo ata noisen lebitcho. One is mischayev himself. And this chiyuv is a chiyuv, as we said before, the Rabbonim is part of the tzibah, tonight's tzibah, and it should be specified and made clear before. In Evan Ezer Siman Aleph, in the Haggos, Ezer Mekudesh, one of the Eish Lavrom, he wrote the Sefer Ezer Mekudesh. He writes that the derech of Klal Yisrael has always been that the parents are the one who get involved and try to make the information for the shidduch of the children. Not that the children themselves should be the ones who make inquiries. Unfortunately, it's become a fashion or thing that the boys and the girls make their own inquiries. Now, children, they may be very mature already, but the experience, or maybe we can say the siyata d'shmaya that parents have, they don't have. And if the Novi says, "Khi lebneichem nushim, espneseichem tenil anushim," the Novi is telling us that the derech is that the parents should look at shlichim. And he writes in the Haggos, he's a Mekudesh, that fila da ben ha'einoi sumach al shulchan aruch, that he is independent. He's got his own panosa, alpha piken, the derech Yisrael, the way the Ovos of Deishim have done it. And we see it in the Ha'itig Parsha, and Eliezer, Avraham Avinu was mishtadl, Yitzchak wasn't a little boy anymore. Yitzchak was, and isha alter bochayichnish, Yitzchak was yidu in the Ovos of Deishim. Alpha Piken, it was Avraham who was mishtadl for his son, not Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't do anything himself. Now, this is one of the problems, and I won't go to this marichas, as mentioned very bekitzer, the problem which can arise, parents look for shidduchim for their children, but they look what suits them. They don't look what's best for the children. Unfortunately, this happens, it causes a lot of problems. The parents have to find a shidduch which is matim, which suits their children. Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer, you should find a shidduch livni leYitzchok. Repeat it twice. Livni leYitzchok. What's the stress? It's for my son. You say my son, but Avraham Avinu. LeYitzchok. The focus, is it matim, is it tzugepast to Yitzchok? Unfortunately, this happens many times. People look for shidduchim where it looks good from the outside, the kodoyme, and they don't look at the keren, they don't look at the ben or bas to see whether they are matim. And this causes, unfortunately, many problems. A lot of people find out exactly, they actually identify themselves when they go into the Pasha Shadichim, and then when they see that people don't want them sometimes, they realize that they're looking for who knows what, and then people look at them also, who knows what. It's not always this person who thinks that he's the Gris Miyichas, that he needs to have a Miyichas. Person has to look at, machlokus that the ben or the bas are their matim zeh. Pi halocha, strictly speaking, shteitin yiridayas to mareish mem, that if parents oppose a shidduch and the son dafka wants a shidduch, in hilchus kibud av em, shteitin simen reish mem sif chofei, meikadin, the children not machiv to listen to the parents. If they feel that the parents of Menea and Shidduch, which they really feel is matim lehem, this is mitzad, strictly speaking, Hilchus Kibud Avim. But the Maisa, Yeshivas Meshiv Dova from the Netziv, and Chelik Beis Simenin, the Netziv writes a tshiva that a child, a son, should not do a Shidduch which will be Mevayish the family. If it's such a thing which is considered a Bisha, a bizoyin, for some reason, or whatever reason, in the family, that would be a steer, that would be a country to kibud avim. So there's a fine balance here. The parents, of course, would like to look for something which is matim for the child. The child, the son or the daughter, wants to take somebody who's good for them, and sometimes he might feel the parents are over matbid ibadayma, but they have also to take in consideration that there is something in family. And here we come to an akidu state in Eben Ezer. Very few people learn those alochas, but emes is negeh to every parent. Eben Ezer, right at the beginning, Simon Aleph, Simon Beis, these are all the halachas about Shidduch. State in Rosh Hashanah Chazay. Imro Isa, if you see, Beis Mishpocha is Mis, Karo is Zeh Bo Zeh Tomit. Machleik is in the family. Imro Isa Mishpocha, Shubalas mitzo imeriva tumit. These are the words of Moran Abasyasa, the Mechaber. A family always fighting. There's always a machlokes. Choshishin lohem. That means you should be choshish, stay away from their family. Bechemish yesh by azisponim, vachzorius, vesoines habrius, veene goimu lohem chesed, choshishin loy biyoisa. These are the words of Shachno. When you look for shadichim, one should look, stay away from machlokes. If there's a machlokes in the family, stay away. If you see that they are achzorim, they haven't got the middle of chesed, stay away. Doesn't mean they never marry. They'll find another another family who do machlokes, and then maybe what will happen later, the consequences, I don't know. It's interesting, I'll just quote the words, the Yamsha Shlomo says, you can't be mamish, makbid, in every word of this halacha, because he writes the following words, im bizmanenu, Bosal hach mi bozer, kemat lo yenachto mishpocha, ki bavein seino harabe madoiport. I mean, you can't say that. I mean, in every family you might find something, but it gives us a guideline. What is a person supposed to look for? The idea, the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron zechatadi kibocha, ele dvor of kivna the chaznish, is from two different mekaymes, but both of them said the same thing. Ashloisha dvorim. One should look for a shidduch for a child. The first thing is health. The second thing, if they go b'derech hayosha with the midas hacheset. And the third point is family. Mishpocha. Mishpocha has to be matim. You have to put in different, if it's different, total different hugim, akadayma. It's also something to take into account. But these are the three ikra nekudas that a parent has got a chiyuv to be mavara. On the matter of health, the emes is that needs a shiur on its own. Maybe there's been, we discussed it before by Yechakala once, the dinim of Lashon Hara, what one is allowed to say, what one's not allowed to say. This is an emes, deserves a shiur on its own. But it's important just to mention that one has a chiyuv. If one knows, when one asks inquiries, a person's asked about a family, and one knows that there's a health problem, there's a chiyuv min ha-toyra to say this problem. If it's a major problem, it's a major health problem which could affect the life of the family, having children, or being able to cope, to do what the man or woman is supposed to do, even in their general day-to-day life. There's a chiyuv min ha-Torah not to hide. But unfortunately, when people hide things, it causes later problems. Better to be frank and open beforehand. But this is one of the chiyuvim a person has to find out about the health. There's another nekuda which is Tzvor Shabbi Yudah Chassid. There's different minhogim, names, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, father-in-law, son-in-law. It's different minhagim, and this is also a very wide subject. It's always kedai. If one sees that the names are similar, one should ask one's rov just to check what the minig is. It's different minhagim, and there is such a thing. It's well to be the chosid. One should be aware. Marrying off a younger child before an older child is also very debatable. Thing in the pasuk, there's a chesam sefer. I'll give the maramukim for those who want a sefer igras sefrim simon chof tes. He brings from his rebbe of Nosson Adler that he was very machme not to change the seder. But the umazeh the halacha shivas ma'asham chelik ap gimel simon kif lamed vov says that meikadim there's no paid, there's no makbe dafka to go the order of age. Only one should be careful that one should ask and discuss it with the older child before one does shidduch, the younger before that, that there shouldn't be any bad feelings, and this is again something which one needs to discuss. To take maisa money to pay for a chasna and for support children, to marry them off, whoever needs for support, there's masham in chelek aleph simel lamed beis, and it's a very important psak. Chelek aleph simel lamed beis, he paskens that one is allowed to pay masik sofim to marry off for children. Either is a chiev to marry for children, and you can't give maisa money to pay for chiev. So he said, but it's not a chiev on a certain amount of money. It's a general chiev. And there's a mama chazak, the Gemara says in Kiddush Lamed Beis, Ha'av uben machilin ze ze masa oni. And Rashi says, although there is a chiev to support a child, alpha piken you can give masa oni. So, but it's not money which has been designated for a certain tzedakah, but if a parent saves up his maisa money to be able to pay to marry off his children, any expenses for chasna is without. Next, this is the preparation to what we're looking for. When it comes to the actual shidduch itself, the first and the most important thing which I have to mention with Achiv Deraisa is shadchonas, to pay a shadchon. A shadchan is a poil which al pi Torah there's a chiev to pay him, and if not one is over the lav of lesulin pe'il asuchim. It's a chiev gomel. Whether the shadchan worked hard, didn't work hard, whether the shadchan offered his services or he was asked, it doesn't matter. A shadchan is a poil, he doesn't have to get paid for the expenses. If a person who does shadchanas and he worked very hard and nothing happened, you don't have to pay him or anything. It's advisable if you have a shadchan who's doing a good job, it's advisable maybe to give him a few pounds, so you should give him an incentive to carry on. That's tamal eitz teva, but happy halacha, there's no chiv. A person who works and has expenses but he doesn't achieve anything, you don't have to give him anything. But when he does do a shidduch, that doesn't matter how hard he worked. A shadchan is a chiv to pay. There's two menhagim, some pay on the day that the shidduch was nigma. Some say that the minig is you can pay up to the chasna, up to the day of the chasna. It's a deraisa, it's a chiyav goma, and maybe if one can pay on the day, one should be mishtadl. And that's also, and again, anoga of Gedoli, so who were noyeg, they were makbid, they wouldn't break a plate until they paid the shadr. But many people, and mishtadl, this is the minig of Reivu Eilam, that they wait a bit, for various reasons, but there's a chiyav to pay, and it's going to be paid up before the chasna. How much? Well, that's a very difficult question, but I'll tell you what's basically the guidelines in the halacha. The shidduch has to be paid, the shatran has to be paid 50% on the tzadah chosen, 50% on the tzadah kala. The money which is paid, the money is, it doesn't matter whether you work more for one side or the other, that's the meaning you pay 50-50. One pays according to what's accepted the minig. And it's been many discussions. The shadchanim, of course, say that the price is very high. People, of course, don't want to pay that price. I can give you just a general guideline, which has been accepted in London for many years, that average, roughly £1,000 from each side is considered a good payment. Less than 500 is not acceptable. It's not considered being yoitz of the mitzvah. To buy a present, a bunch of flowers or something for the shatran, is not mekayim the mitzvah of b'yemit in the skura. When it's over, the lav of loy, sol, and pe'el asuch, it doesn't help giving a nice present. There's a chi of goma ben ha-toyra to pay, and it affects toyrus. I've seen it myself. people who had problems afterwards, and you ask them, have they paid the shatchanim? This is one of the sibbes. So therefore, one should make a point, as 100,000 is acceptable from each side. I'm not saying it must be the figure 1,000. Less than 500 is not acceptable, but more than 1,000, if they ask, is also not acceptable. So it's somewhere around the area. The shidduch itself, which is we call it a vort, basically it's a kinyan, and there's a chiyuv to make a kinyan. Some of them, Orach HaShulchan holds that breaking the plate is like that's called kinyan stumta, but the ma'aser one should make a kinyan. The kinyan is on the commitment of the chosen to marry the kala, so they make the kinyan. The beggar is taken from one of the edim. The chosen lifts it up, the kala lifts it up, and by that they're committing themselves. That's the derech hakinyan. And the mechitonim also pick up their commitment to whatever they've committed through. Although hen dvorim aniknim ba'amira, that's what it's called a vort. Vort is the Yiddish of a word. Keep your word. But after piken shel shechnoch, one should make a kinyan. Writing tanoim is nothing more than making a kinyan. Some people say they don't write a tanoim because they're scared, who knows what's going to happen. First of all, it's a lekha b'tochen, it sounds very strange. Writing tanoim is the same as making a kinyan. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever later. Writing is just writing down that we made a kinyan, that's all. Kinyan in front of Edim, or writing it down, it's the same. And in halacha, to resolve, that one should make tanoim, write down. It doesn't have to be on the day. In Eretz Yisrael, and in many places, they write it on the day that they make the vot. Some have the minute to make it before the chasna. According to the Pesach Shuvin Yerodeh, Semikiv Tzadik Beis, it's ma'akev. You can't go to a chasna unless one has written tanoim. Some places haven't got the minute to write tanoim. But generally, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, one should write tanoim. One should write down at some stage. The nisach tanoim is Avrichu, V'al Yalimu, Leizeh Mizu, V'leizu Mizeh, that's the words Mezuzah is in the Tanoim. There's an Inyan of V'yishlutu, B'nechsein, Shobu, G'shobu, V'athiru, B'ava, V'achva, V'sholem, V'reis. It's an Inyan of holding together the couple, this is what's written in the Tanoim, plus the various commitments as well, the no figures I mentioned. Now the Chasna itself, I have to tell you all the preparation of Chasna that I need to, I'll just tell you one or two nekudas which are important to know the halacha. When we speak about loisul in pilasuche, a person who takes caterer and the photographer and the music and kedema, they're all poyalim and they've got to be paid. Again, it's a mitzvah, a chi of the raisa. Some people unfortunately schlep the payments. Of course, if one agrees beforehand with the poyal, how long it should take payments is terms of payment and how long it's beseder. But otherwise, the chiyuv gomer to pay. To make a simcha, to make it, some people even grand, with expenses, and they don't pay, well, they haven't got where to pay it from, and then they just commit themselves, is avla, grace of chesaron. Persons to know what you can afford, and to make sure that you can pay it, it's a chiyuv. There's a point which is, I would say, I'm sure falls on deaf ears, and the word fall on deaf ears, he's got a special kavona, deaf ears. The chasna, Eid makes a chasna, he wants people to enjoy the chasna. That's what simcha is. The chosna's got to enjoy himself, simcha's chosna, the kala, mechitonim are nervous, but they try to be as happy as possible. But you want people to join in the simcha. One of the big problems, and again I'm talking of something which is, it sounds maybe not so important, but it's very important, is the deafening of the ears from the music, which is, it's important to know. And it's up to the mechitonim. I'll tell you an interesting point. We had recently a din Torah. A mechitan told the band, or the singer of the band, I insist the music should be low, shouldn't be high. People come back with deafening ears. And it's mazik, mamish people. Some people come back and they've had hazekas. He makes a simcha and he's going mad. Imagine a mechitan go around and start hitting people with a stick. I mean, you'd say, Meshugana. Definitely, to make a person to be mazik is the same thing. It's mazik with the music. So we had it in Torah. The musician tainted. The music was too high. And Mechutin came to him and said, I told you don't. And he still made it high. Because for his profession, and to become popular, the music, for some reason, the higher it is. So the Mechutin said, I'm not paying. I made an agreement with you. The music is not going to go above a certain high. You didn't do your job. He said, it's not true. Everyone makes this. That's how it goes. doesn't have to pay. If you made, you specified beforehand, this is what I want, this is the height of the music, Yudayma, there's no need. Maybe some people think that it's more lebedik when it's louder music, but to be mazik ayid, you're making a simcha, mazik ayid, you're in a simcha. It's not, it's a halacha. That if it happened, the hazik happened during the simcha, there's a loch on chayshe mishpot, and the odom shezikah zeh zeh, machma simcha, b'diavet, but to go and make it a katchila. So whether this falls on deaf ears or not, I don't know, but deaf ears, they certainly do happen during the chasis. It's important to know the mesadik edition, of course, has to be someone who is yedea b'tiv gittinik edition. In Europe, the minig is that the tzada kala, the rov of the kala is mesadik edition. I'll tell you a very important point of this. People bring mesadik edition from out of town, maybe even gedolei Yisrael. But it's the responsibility of the mesadik edition to know who the edim are. I can tell you myself, I was at the chasna, this is only one example, I've heard from other rabbonim in different ways, where there was a very choshe mesadik edition. Maybe it could be called a sarata, one of the gedolim. But he didn't know who the edim were. The edim were cousins. Postlaid. But who was the Masadik, the Rov, the Shiva was Masadik, just didn't know who they are. The Gabba of the Rov, who did the, of this Masadik edition, also didn't know they are. Two Choshevim. And the cousins didn't somehow, didn't occur to them. If they wanted me stopped, Mamish by Haret Mekadesh Asli, this would have been Brochus Levatolas, an apostle of Kedushin. There's nothing wrong with the Masadik edition, but he doesn't know the people. He doesn't even know if the people are honest people. Maybe there are some people who a dayan or a rov in the kehillah knows that this person is posel edus because he's a ganav. There are such people. They might look as very choshev people, but a rov wouldn't take them as edus. They're ganavim for various reasons. I won't explain that. So that's why a mesadik edition should be the rov who knows the minhagim of this kehillah and the rov who knows the people, and it's his responsibility to make sure everything is done. So this is an important nekuda which Mefutonim should be aware of. Another point which I want to mention, which we've asked many times, and I think it's more, I'll just not mention it because it's a halacha. A lot of rabbonim in Sadiq edition are makbid that the color should cover a hair, b'shas l'chuppah. Some say it's a kpeh, the makbid, the chumra. I want to just tell you what the halacha is, Shulchan Aruch, pure Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlekes between the Gedolei Poskim. The Shvus Yankov holds that an Arusa before Nisuin hasn't got a chiyuv to cover her. He bases it on the Mishnah, Masechta Tzibos, which says, Kala Yoitza Bereisha Perua, it means the hair is open, so one can see that she's a Besula, therefore the Tzibos Messiah. The Sefer Mahari Alevi, who's the brother of the Taz, the Terzov, he's Cholik, and he says an Arusa means after Chuppah, before Nisun. After Kiddushin, sorry, before Nisun is a Chiev to cover her. Reb Kivayger, I quote the Loshon of Kivayger, because Reb Kivayger is brought down Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Reb Kivayger is the Madira Tinyona, second Chelik Simon Ayin Tests. Ein Lismach ala Matirim, he writes. Ki Robin Achokim, those are Machme, that the color after Erusin, before Nisun, should cover the hair. Shuvas Chavis Yor, Simikar Tzadik Vov, Shuvas Yor Alevi. Ve'achre Shag Oynim Hanal, in these two Oymrim, She'osa, Ve'yinegea L'deraisa, Im Kein Bevadai Ein Lismoich Ala Shuvas Yankov, to be Meikl. The Mishibur in Simen Ayin Hei, Sif Kutni Yidalov, doesn't even bring the opinion which is Meikl. He passes Klo, like Reb Kiva Eger, that there's a Chiev, Minatoyro, Sofik deraisa, to cover the hair after Erusin, and Erusin is after the word Harei At Mekadesh Asli. This is what's Paskant in Mishnah Berurah. So the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Kiva Eger, both Paskant the Halacha that there's a Chiev for Kisu Hasa ready for Harei At Mekadesh Asli. The Mekilim, which is the Shvus Yankov, holds that between Erusin and Nisiyin, there's no Chiev. But after Nisiyin, the rega that Hamasameachos Nemakala, especially after the Yichud, is certainly that there's a chiyuv. There's no question that there's a chiyuv to have it there. There's no deya. So people quote, there's quotes. This pasuk was made of that pasuk. Never seen it written. He has written in the English books that some poiskim or matter, but there's no source. Once you're aware of this, that the Tzad Mishnah Brura, Chalkala stands under a chuppah. And this brocha said, so the one who says the brocha says, I don't want to say a brocha in front of Gilusa, which is open, exposed. The brocha is called Levatullah. So Chalkala is telling you're saying brocha Levatullah. So one should be aware, it's not a chumrah, it's not a kepeda, it's a chiyav which states in Shulchan Aruch. According to the Mishnah Brura's psak, a kala has to have kisusa. It means it can either the shaitel or it can be whatever headgear she has, but the hairs have to be covered ready from Eris. This is what the Mishnah Brura paskens is based on Rebbe Vega. One more point. We started off with the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that one should avoid machlekes, and a family should have machlekes. Shteit in Orchas Chayim Neharosh. When the Mechitna makes a simcha, and the simcha is a great Eis Rotzen, a person should invite, especially he should make a point, not just to invite his best friends. He should invite people like an Amona, Aniyim, Kedema. Very important thing, Shteit in Rambam, there's no simcha for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, only if one does it in Mesameach Aniyim. One should give tzedakah, Shasach, Simcha. One should allow the people to come collecting. There's nothing wrong if a person in the middle of his meal will take out a 50 pence or a pound and give it to tzedakah. Some people have the statement, I don't want to disturb my guests. Tzedakah collectors during a chasna. This is called midas sedoim. There's no other explanation. There's no reason why. A person sits a simcha, a yiddish simcha in Rambam. There's no simcha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elo, ki shim sameach aniyim ve'evyoinim, and so on. So what is the grace of a tzedakah collector comes, and another one comes, that no one has to give? Disturbing a simcha, tzedakah is not disturbing a simcha, that's not Torah. This is an important point, the Rambam stresses it very clearly. But another nekud is that one should invite, Satan Rosh, somebody who has a brogus in you. You invite your best friends, and if you have a machlekes, somebody try and make up before simcha. This is the lashon of a rosh, lashon chaim la rosh. Because in the zman of a simcha, one doesn't want people to have kapedas, people to try and make the simcha should be a simcha b'shleimus, to make up. If that person doesn't want to come, somebody else try and make an effort to invite, to make up. But there shouldn't be anyone who walks around with a tinah b'lev. A simcha should be a simcha b'shleimus. This is very big tzora, but I highlighted a few points which is neged to the simcha. I might have suggested, if you allow me half a minute more, just to add on a point which the Bezna discussed many times. This chasnas end very late, and the end late, it's not good. Not good for the mechtonim, and it's not good for the chosn kala either, to explain barichas hadvorim. Some people think that the mitzvah tans is something which is a chiyim in the reis or the rabbonon. They take some rakim from their kala, but they know that it's true that they want to hear a lot of compliments on them, so they get a batchan who will praise them, they get paid to be praised. The emphasis is it's not a... There's in it, Mr. Berech, everyone's got them in Hogam, but to spend hours on this idea of having somebody just singing praises is not honest. To order the chosn the kala to tshuva, that's before the chuppah. Simcha has to be done b'shleimus. Simcha has to be done often that it's good for toiv l'shomayim, toiv l'briyos. The people should leave with a happy feeling, with a happy simcha. The Rebbe Shalom help them. We should all make simchas. Yidin should be zeichet me gitta shidduchim. We should always be mishtat to simchas. Amen.
Thank you.